I was having a look at Father's Day and what people were saying about Father's Day. I came across a couple of beauties. A father is someone who carries pictures in his wallet where his money used to be. Being a father is like shaving. It doesn't matter how well you do it, when you get up tomorrow, you've got to do it again. And this one, by the time a man realizes that maybe his father was right, he usually has a son who thinks he's wrong. I liked this one, and it took me right back into my theology. A dad is someone who wants to catch you before you fall, but instead, he picks you up and brushes you off and lets you try again. A dad is someone who wants to keep you from making mistakes, but instead, he lets you find your own way, even though his heart breaks in silence when you get hurt. That's very Jesus-like, isn't it? Very Christian theology understanding. And the last bit of this same one, a dad is someone who holds you when you cry, scolds you when you break the rules, shines with pride when you succeed, and has faith in you even when you fail. I like that one too. And then I read one by an author, I don't know who she is, I've never read a book, this lady called Elizabeth Stone. Making the decision to have a child is momentous. It is to decide forever to have your heart go walking around outside your body. You know what that feels like, don't you? And of course, all of those thoughts in my mind, I chose them because they take us back into the gospel, don't they? They take us back into the way God is with us. When we muck it up, when we turn the wrong way, when we hurt someone accidentally or on purpose, when the wrong thoughts and feelings start to gather inside of us and we don't put them to bed properly, so they come out in our mouth or our expression or our actions. I think that's what it's like for God, having your heart go walking around outside your body, because we know that God is intimately connected with us. And the Christian's walk is taking that knowledge that's been given to us through Jesus Christ and trying to make it conscious, trying to make it conscious. But more than that, trying to let the Spirit of God walk us in such a way that we don't hurt God by the things we say and do. And being terribly grateful that we're forgiven when we do. When we were thinking about the time for tots, and I chose the hymn, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Well, actually, Rosemary suggested it to me, but I did decide it was a very good hymn. It reminded me, of course, of St. Francis of Assisi. And I remembered that quote that so many people bring of St. Francis, at all times preach the gospel and when necessary use words. You've heard that one, haven't you? Except that I found out he didn't say it. There's no evidence that he ever actually said it. But he said a lot of things like it. And I thought I'd bring them to you for some chewing on this morning. What he did say, and that thing we have heard is probably a gloss of the things that he did say. He said, it's no use walking anywhere to preach unless our walking is our preaching. Isn't that a goodie? And he said this, as for me, I desire this privilege from the Lord, that never may I have any privilege from man except to do reverence for all and to convert the world by obedience to the holy rule rather by example than by word. So you can see where that gloss came from. It's the sort of thing that St. Francis said, and if he didn't say it, well, he should have. He had a huge commitment to both the proclamation and the embodiment of the gospel, and he lived deep within the tension between the two that we all experience. Is that not so? Thank God that we live by grace. And of course that comes into, doesn't it, to the business of being dads. We try, dads who are trying to follow the way of Christ, try to embody the gospel as well as talk it. And since there's so many dads who are around the same age as me in here, you'll all know that it doesn't stop when your kids are kids. It keeps on going until they're grown-ups. In fact, it keeps on going till the day you die. Trying to embody the gospel as much as say it. We strive in this as fathers to be the image of God. We know we don't make it, but by golly, we're going to try hard because Christ calls us to it. And I think that's what Time for Tots is about, actually. Trying to embody the gospel as much as talk about it. I think that's what we're trying to do as a church by having things like Time for Tots. So yes, it is preaching the gospel, even if you don't walk up to someone and say, have you been saved? It's preaching the gospel. It's embodying it, it's living it out, and you as a church supporting them, putting together the glue pots. Toddler groups are a precious gift offered by churches to the wider community, I read, in a place of welcome, relationship, play and care. Toddlers and adults are invited to experience something of the character of the living God. There ain't no alternative to the experience of the gospel in the life, the love, the grace, the compassion of another human being who's trying to live out what they've been given by Jesus Christ of knowledge of God. There just isn't any alternative to that. We try to do it because we know that God the Father is known to us in a man, in a person, in Jesus Christ. And we know that he's called us to be his followers, to walk with him. Well, the last thing I want to say to you this morning is, well, the outcome of all that in another little way. I suppose, like me, you've seen what happened over this week and your heart's gone out to those people at Grenfell Towers. And you feel so helpless in the face of it. You might have signed petitions asking governments to please look after the poor people with the same care that we look after the rich. You might have signed petitions asking for more resources for the fire brigades. You might have written to your parliamentarian. I don't know what you've done. But I wanted to give you an opportunity this morning if you want to contribute. I brought the donations bucket. I'm going to put it on the table down there, and anything that's contributed in that way can go towards Grenfell Towers. So that's the last part of our embodying the gospel this morning. But I want us to sing a hymn. Come build the church, not heaps of stone in safe, immobile, measured walls, but friends of Jesus, spirit blown and fit to travel where he calls. And I think that fits time for tots. I think it fits Father's Day. And I think it fits who we are as God's people.